My opinion about the book is that the book taught me a lot about the trail, and it taught me a lot about how hard you have to work to be able to run the trail, and how the book was really funny. What are some of the dangers of the Appalachian Trail?
Well, there's bears and wildlife, and then there's always the risk of like snow or really bad weather. There's also people around, and running out of food and supplies.
How do you plan for each day? How do you plan out each day how far you're going to go?
I'm not exactly sure how they organized that, but they figured out a time that they figured out a time that they want to they figured out when they wanted to be where, and then they had to finish that section that day. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh shoot.
How did this book impact you, Jack?
It impacted me by showing the strength and endurance that people can have while hiking the Appalachian Trail, and how people are strong-willed and very caring.
How did this book relate to you?
This book relates to me because I love to go camping, backpacking, and I absolutely love the outdoors. I liked how the author included facts about the Appalachian Trail and how he showed how his life was impacted by the trail.
We researched topics about our book. What was yours, Jack?
My topic was about deforestation and how beetles are becoming more populated and there's more beetles in the area. So beetle kill is a lot more, trees are dying a lot more because of beetles, and that's because of global warming.
The book, A Walk in the Woods, was about two people, Bill Bryson and Katz, hiking the Appalachian Trail. They recorded their journey in kind of like a journal and experience book. My opinion about the book was that the ending was not what I expected. They kind of built up with how they were going to finish the trail and that they were going to complete it, and then they didn't. Also, the book was more about Katz and how he was not doing well on the trail, rather than Bill Bryson and how he was doing on the trail. It did not talk a lot about how Bill felt, and he jumped around between the trail and random history. My question about the book was Bill sad or disappointed that he and Katz did not finish the trail, and will he keep working on it? And also, did Katz feel disappointed that he did not finish the trail? If I were them, I would, because I worked up to this moment, and I tried so hard, and they had already spent a lot of time on the trail, but then they didn't end up finishing it. But I also understand that the trail was super long, and they spent a long time working on it, but then they ended up not finishing, and they had a lot left. I think the most important part of the book was finding Bill's partner, Katz, because without Katz, he would not have had the experience that he had, and Katz was a big part of the book. The part that impacted me the most was how long the trail was and how they put it into perspective, because they had hiked the trail for many, many, many days, and they put a lot of hard work into it. And then, at the end, they still had only done a small fraction of it. I can relate to this book because I love to go hiking, and I love to go camping, and I love to go backpacking, and I cannot believe how much stuff they had to bring and how hard it was and how long they went, because I can't go more than a few days without being exhausted for backpacking. I liked that the author was not too factual with the book, and it made us feel like we were there on the trail, engaged with them. I also liked how we were experiencing it, and he was very, very good at going in detail and describing how the book was, how his journey was. A Walk in the Woods was structured by how his journey was. So Bill Bryson started out by describing who he is, why he is hiking the trail, and then he went into how he got his overpriced equipment that he kept referring to. Then he went into finding a partner, which ended up being Katz, and he described Katz a little bit. And then he went into how he got to the trail and that experience, and then starting the trail, and then he described and laid out for us how his daily routine was, like how far they had to hike, and how they prepared their meals. And then also he finishes explaining that they did not finish the book, the trail, because it was way too long. The book was structured where Bill Bryson talks a lot about history that is related to the trail and at the beginning of every chapter. So he kind of explains how the trail was, and then he goes into explaining how the history of the trail, like little random facts. And then people hiked the trail. Like, he went into who hiked the trail and who he saw. And then he also describes the National Park Service. The book, A Walk in the Woods, was about two people, Bill Bryson and Katz, hiking the Appalachian Trail. They recorded their journey in kind of like a journal and experience book. My opinion about the book was that the ending was not what I expected. They kind of built up how they were going to finish the trail and that they were going to complete it, and then they didn't. Also, the book was more about Katz and how he was not doing well on the trail, rather than Bill Bryson and how he was doing on the trail. It did not talk a lot about how Bill felt, and he jumped around between the trail and random history. My question about the book was Bill sad or disappointed that he and Katz did not finish the trail, and will he keep working on it? And also, did Katz feel disappointed that he did not finish the trail? If I were them, I would, because I worked up to this moment, and I tried so hard, and they had already spent a lot of time on the trail, but then they didn't end up finishing it. But I also understand that the trail was super long, and they spent a long time working on it, but then they ended up not finishing, and they had a lot left. My question about the book was Bill sad or disappointed that he and Katz did not finish the trail, and will he keep working on it? And also, did Katz feel disappointed that he did not finish the trail? If I were them, I would, because I worked up to this moment, and I tried so hard, and they had already spent a lot of time on the trail, but then they didn't end up finishing it. But I also understand that the trail was super long, and they spent a long time working on it, but then they ended up not finishing, and they had a lot left. I think the most important part of the book was finding Bill's partner, Katz, because without Katz, he would not have had the experience that he had, and Katz was a big part of the book. The part that impacted me the most was how long the trail was and how they put it into perspective, because they had hiked the trail for many, many, many days, and they had put a lot of hard work into it. And then, at the end, they still had only done a small fraction of it. I can relate to this book because I love to go hiking, and I love to go camping, and I love to go backpacking, and I cannot believe how much stuff they had to bring and how hard it was and how long they went, because I can't go more than a few days without being exhausted for backpacking. I liked that the author was not too factual with the book, and it made us feel like we were there on the trail, engaged with them. I also liked how we were experiencing it, and he was very, very good at going in detail and describing how the book was, how his journey was. A Walk in the Woods was structured by how his journey was. So Bill Bryson started out by describing who he is, why he is hiking the trail, and then he went into how he got his overpriced equipment that he kept referring to. Then he went into finding a partner, which ended up being Katz, and he described Katz a little bit. And then he went into how he got to the trail and that experience, and then starting the trail, and then he described and laid out for us how his daily routine was, like how far they had to hike and how they prepared their meals. And then also he finishes explaining that they did not finish the trail because it was way too long. The book was structured where Bill Bryson talks a lot about history that is related to the trail and at the beginning of every chapter. So he kind of explains how the trail was, and then he goes into explaining how the history of the trail, like little random facts. And then people hiked the trail. Like, he went into who hiked the trail and who he saw, and then he also describes the National Park Service.
Now we're on to talking about the author's perspective and viewpoint throughout the whole book. The author throughout the whole book is a little bit judgy about the whole about characters, but he overall his viewpoint is kind of his own opinion. It's not really anybody else's opinion. I mean, here and there, but not so much. The overall main idea of the book, like throughout the whole book, is to complete the Appalachian Trail and have a good experience and learn some lessons along the way, which overall I think is a good theme of the book, but there are some things like the viewpoint. I wish you could hear some other viewpoints from other people other than just his viewpoint, because hiking is like you have your own experience compared to his experience of what he thought, because people think different things. One article that I researched was about, it was called Wildfire in Shedona National Park Grows to 5,600 Acres. And I chose this article because Shedona National Park is part of the Appalachian Trail. It's in the northern part of Virginia, and it's on the Blue Ridge Mountains. But so Bill Bryson talks about how they passed this part of the trail, but he never talks about like any damage, because I don't know if the fire happened before or after they were hiking. But there's a fire, and it consumed about an area 60 times larger than the tidal basin, and it closed 12 miles of the trail, so some of the hikers either had to stop or find a different way, like not going along that part of the Appalachian Trail. But overall, this article just kind of helped me learn more about like what happens in the Appalachian Trail. Like, nobody set this fire, it's just natural causes, so there's always things that can happen, and this would be really bad if it just made the whole trail, like that would ruin many people's goals. The style of Bill Bryson writing this book was he talked about himself in the beginning for a little bit, but then he talked about how he met Katz and about the Appalachian Trail, but along through the whole structure throughout the book was he would start talking about something they're doing on the trail or something he's doing, and then all of a sudden he would go into the history somehow, it related, but then you would kind of get lost, and then he'd go back to what was going on the trail. So the only thing that I would have to criticize about that is the part when he goes into the history about the trail. You kind of just get confused when he goes back into talking about what he did. Now we're on to talking about the author's perspective and viewpoint throughout the whole book. The author throughout the whole book is a little bit judgy about the whole about characters, but he overall his viewpoint is kind of his own opinion. It's not really anybody else's opinion. I mean, here and there, but not so much. The overall main idea of the book, like throughout the whole book, is to complete the Appalachian Trail and have a good experience and learn some lessons along the way, which overall I think is a good theme of the book. But there are some things like the viewpoint. I wish you could hear some other viewpoints from other people other than just his viewpoint, because hiking is like you have your own experience compared to his experience of what he thought, because people think different things. One article that I researched was about, it was called Wildfire in Shedona National Park Grows to 5,600 Acres. And I chose this article because Shedona National Park is part of the Appalachian Trail. It's in the northern part of Virginia, and it's on the Blue Ridge Mountains. But so Bill Bryson talks about how they passed this part of the trail, but he never talks about like any damage, because I don't know if the fire happened before or after they were hiking. But there's a fire, and it consumed about an area 60 times larger than the tidal basin, and it closed 12 miles of the trail, so some of the hikers either had to stop or find a different way, like not going along that part of the Appalachian Trail. But overall, this article just kind of helped me learn more about like what happens in the Appalachian Trail. Like, nobody set this fire, it's just natural causes, so there's always things that can happen, and this would be really bad if it just made the whole trail, like that would ruin many people's goals. One article that I researched was about, it was called Wildfire in Shedona National Park Grows to 5,600 Acres. And I chose this article because Shadona National Park is part of the Appalachian Trail. It's in the northern part of Virginia, and it's on the Blue Ridge Mountains. But so Bill Bryson talks about how they passed this part of the trail, but he never talks about like any damage, because I don't know if the fire happened before or after they were hiking. But there's a fire, and it consumed about an area sixty times larger than the tidal basin, and it closed 12 miles of the trail, so some of the hikers either had to stop or find a different way, like not going along that part of the Appalachian Trail. But overall, this article just kind of helped me learn more about like what happens in the Appalachian Trail. Like, nobody set this fire, it's just natural causes, so there's always things that can happen, and this would be really bad if it just made the whole trail, like, that would ruin many people's goals. The style of Bill Bryson writing this book was, he talked about himself in the beginning for a little bit, but then he talked about how he met Katz and about the Appalachian Trail, but along through the whole structure throughout the book was, he would start talking about something they're doing on the trail or something he's doing, and then all of a sudden he would go into the history somehow, it related, but then you would kind of get lost, and then he'd go back to what was going on the trail. So the only thing that I would have to criticize about that is the part when he goes into the history about the trail. You kind of just get confused when he goes back into talking about what he did. A walk in the woods applies to me because I like being outdoors with my family and going on hikes. And it's just great being in Colorado because you can go to so many places. But then this book also applies to me because I like hearing people's experience. So then maybe I can go out and try it, or like I like to hear people's accomplishments. To support the most important part of the book that our group thought, on page 163, Bill Bryson states, "We took Katz to the National Airport in Washington, where he was booked on a late afternoon flight to Des Moines. At the airport, I realized we were already in different universes. He in a where do I go check in sort of distraction, and I in the distraction knowing that my family waited in the car and was badly parked. That it was nearly rush hour in Washington, so we parted awkwardly, almost spent absently with hasty wishes for a good flight, promises to meet again in August for the conclusion of our long amble. He was gone. I felt bad, and then I turned to the car, saw my family, and didn't think about it again for a few weeks." I think that quote just shows that, like, it was more about the journey and not really about each other, but it was still glad to do it with somebody. Like, he still had feelings deep down. Like, he knew that he was going to see him again, so he didn't feel as bad leaving him that time. But overall, I feel like it was good that they left, because they kind of needed a break for each other. But it was mainly about the experience of the hiking and not about finishing the Appalachian Trail. Another question I had was, why do you think Bill wanted to keep hiking without Katz? Like, was after they, like, departed, was it because he didn't, like, stay the night and it was shorter, and, like, is it because Katz wasn't there? I thought A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson was good, and I learned how to stay motivated, like, on a hike on a long trail. But the style was definitely different because the main character usually talks about themselves. But Bill didn't really talk about himself. Like, he more stayed to talking about, like, the history and the other people on the trail.
We researched topics about our book. What was yours, Jack?
My topic was about deforestation and how beetles are becoming more populated and have more, there's more beetles in the area. So beetle kill is a lot more, or like trees are dying a lot more because of beetles. And that's because of global warming. I liked how the author included facts about the Appalachian Trail and how he showed how his life was impacted by the trail. I liked how the author included facts about the Appalachian Trail and how he showed how his life was impacted by the trail.
How did this book relate to you?
This book relates to me because I love to go camping, backpacking, and I absolutely love the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
How did this book impact you, Jack?
It impacted me by showing the strength and endurance that people can have while hiking the Appalachian Trail, and how people are strong-willed and very caring. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
How did this book impact you, Jack?
It impacted me by showing the strength and endurance that people can have while hiking the Appalachian Trail, and how people are strong-willed and very caring. What are some of the dangers of the Appalachian Trail?
Well, there's bears and wildlife, and then there's always the risk of like snow or really bad weather. There's also people around and running out of food and supplies.
How do you plan for each day? How do you plan out each day how far you're going to go?
I'm not exactly sure how they organized that, but they figured out a time that they figured out a time that they want to, they figured out when they wanted to be where, and then they had to finish that section that day.
My opinion about the book is that the book taught me a lot about the trail, and it taught me a lot about how hard you have to work to be able to run the trail, and how the book was really funny.